Mrs. Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig was, among many things, a teacher, a mother, a daughter, a wife, a sister, a Quaker, a landowner, and a historian. In her 83 years, she traveled across the U.S. by covered wagon, attended college, built a life with her husband, George Craig, and raised three remarkable daughters with him. She is the progenitor of a rich and interconnected Black family legacy in Iowa and across the United States. The stories, values, and knowledge that she passed down to her children are still kept today by her granddaughter and great-granddaughter. Mrs. Craig is laid to rest here in Hazelwood Cemetery, and in death she rests among family. Her grandson, Frankie Good, her son-in-law, Edward Good, and family friend, Mr. Mumford Holland, are all buried here with her in the same plot. Her middle daughter, Anna Catherine Good, is buried in the plot next door. And just a little ways over the hill, Mrs. Craig's youngest daughter, Eva Pearl Craig Renfro, is laid to rest with her family. Today, Mrs. Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig rests peacefully. However, her life began on a much different note, with a heart-wrenching separation and a tumultuous journey. She was born in South Carolina in 1841 to a French planter and a woman named Jane, who was enslaved by that planter. This French planter, Antoine Jillbell, died when Eliza Jane was a very young girl. Prior to his death, he freed Eliza Jane along with her siblings and her mother, and arranged for them to stay with some Quakers in Ohio. But with Antoine on his deathbed and the covered wagon packed to take Jane and her young daughter across the country, I imagine that Jane was faced with what may have been an impossibly painful dilemma. Should she stay with this man on his deathbed and send her child off with strangers, or travel with her child and leave Antoine his final moments? Ultimately, she stayed with Antoine Jillbell as he passed on to the next life. One can only imagine how Jane navigated the series of unimaginable losses, as well as the deeply complex power dynamics in this situation. I wonder, how did she feel as she watched her child travel away into the distance? What words might she have whispered in her daughter's ear before the wagon departed? What provisions, emotional or physical, did she provide her daughter for the long journey across the Appalachian Mountains? I don't know. But just as Eliza Jane carried her mother's name, Jane, across space and time, she also carried the story of their last moments together across generations. She passed the story down to her children, and they passed it down to theirs. And thanks to Eliza Jane, her mother's experiences were not lost to time. Rather, they were carried on through Eliza Jane's commitment to preserving her family's history. Not much is known of Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig's time with the Quakers in Ohio. We do know that throughout much of her childhood, she stayed with Quaker guardians who did not treat her as she deserved. She may have had a connection with her older brother and sister in Ohio, but the exact details are still unsure. She emerges again in the record in her teenage years as a 16-year-old girl when she enrolled in school at Wilberforce University in Ohio with some support from local Quaker connections. After attending school, Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig worked as a teacher. At one point in her early 20s, she made the decision to travel the 500 miles from Ohio to Cedar County, Iowa. There, she likely met her husband, George Craig, and they were married in Cedar County in 1864. Mr. Craig was also formerly enslaved, and there is quite an interesting history about how he escaped slavery and ended up in Cedar County, Iowa, but you'll hear more about that later today. A year later, the newlyweds had their first child, baby Theodora Craig. Soon after her birth, the young family moved to Oskaloosa, Iowa. There, George Craig worked as a barber, and Eliza Jane Craig kept house, according to the census, though I'm sure she did much more than just keep house. And while building a life in Oskaloosa together, Mr. and Mrs. Craig had two more daughters, Anna Catherine and Eva Pearl. As Mrs. Craig's daughters grew older, they began to marry and build their own lives. Theodora and Anna Catherine settled in Grinnell, and the rest of the family followed in the late 1880s. In Grinnell, Mr. George Craig continued work as a barber. Mrs. Eliza Jane Craig owned their family home on the corner of Spring Street and 2nd Avenue. And on the same block, three other Black people owned homes, including Mrs. Craig's daughter, Anna Catherine Craig Good, and their close family friend, Mr. Mumford Holland, who is laid to rest in this very plot alongside Mrs. Craig. We know that things got difficult for the Craigs as they reached old age in Grinnell. Records show that health and finances became difficult for the couple to manage toward the end of their lives. And as a successful Black businessman and politician in town, Mr. Craig may have faced racism and classism from white Grinnellians. Mrs. Craig, along with their family members, supported Mr. Craig through his projects and cared for him in his old age. He passed away in 1924, a couple months before Mrs. Craig passed away herself. You'll notice that the couple is not buried together here. And this may be due to the failure of the state medical system to support poor and marginalized people and their families through death, and many other reasons, though you'll hear more of that story at another point today as well. I truly believe that Mr. and Mrs. Craig are together in spirit, if not in body. Mrs. Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig's legacy lives on today through her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She was the first in at least four generations of Black teachers and educators. You may have heard of her granddaughter, Mrs. Edith Renfro Smith, the first Black woman to graduate from Grinnell College. Mrs. Renfro Smith, her mother, Mrs. Eva Pearl Renfro, and Mrs. Smith's daughter, Alice Smith, all have or had careers as teachers. Throughout the cemetery walk, you will learn more about the lives of many amazing Black Grinnellians who rest here in this hallowed ground. They are integral figures in Grinnell's history, though many of their stories have been erased. Listen and carry their stories with you, just as Mrs. Eliza Jane Jillbell Craig did in life.